number 12791, Chad Parker and Laurel Hummel seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.34 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Gloucester Drive within the Canal Point subdivision. The 911 address is 41235 Gloucester Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1505. The applicant is seeking a 0.1-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed deck, a 3.2-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the proposed deck, a 3-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed deck and porch addition, a 6.3-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed porch addition. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero merit.
Is the applicant present?
I am.
Come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chad James Parker, 41235 Gloucester Drive.
Can you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi, sir. Thank you for having me. So we're just requesting, we bought the home in July. We're looking for a variance to go over the setback in the back of the house, not to exceed past the property line. The back of the property is a protected area, so there would be no encroachment on any back neighbors. And the uniqueness of the way the house is set on the lot, it does not impede anything for the left or the right neighbors, and our ARC has approved the request.
Questions? I guess I'm curious, is this as small as you can make it to comply, or?
So to make something that's actually.
To make something usable?
Useful, yes, sir. So that's why we've kind of, you know, because of the uniqueness and the way the house sits on that property when the builder built the house, and it goes all the way up against the setback line, the far back corner. So that's why on the left-hand side, you'll see a little bit more request for a variance on that left-hand side of the house. To extend into that, since the back corner of the house is built right onto the setback line, and then to make that rest of that usable, and then go over and just kind of extend the covered porch that goes on to that.
Does it already have a porch?
It has a small porch on the right-hand side of the home. A small covered screened-in porch.
Okay.
And so we're looking for just to get a little bit of an outside deck to be able to enjoy out back there. We have a disabled family member that to keep it on the same contiguous first floor for them to be able to go out onto a usable deck and use a deck in the back.
So I'll come back to my question, sir. Can you help me with the totter bin?
Sir, that one's not mine. I wish I could help you.
I'm looking at Gloucester Drive. The document's number 4.
A totter bin? Oh, that's a. We're redesigning on this totter bin. Sorry, now I understand the question. Where our trash cans currently sit, we're just asking to.
So a tote bin?
A tote bin, yes, sir.
Now you're speaking.
There we go. Confused me at first, too. Yes, sir, we're asking to redesign that. It's currently the way it sits. It's got some brick pavers in it that are uneven. We're asking to kind of shrink that to put the toters in and then put a shower there next to that toter bin. So to pour an actual concrete pad, it's a pretty good slope on the side of the house, and the previous owners put it in and they put brick pavers on it, and now it's kind of leaning down, so we're just asking to pour a concrete pad there and separate that to make a shower and a usable toter bin.
I understand.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, is the existing porch about 10 foot by 10 foot?
Yes, sir, roughly 10 foot by 10 foot.
Will the new porch, is that going to just double the size of the porch, or are you having like a separate porch with a barrier in between?
No, sir. We would take the existing back of that and just extend that covered porch 10 feet.
So you'll end up with a porch about 20 feet deep instead of 10?
Yes, sir, roughly. It's like 10 feet by 20 feet that extends that roof line. That's why we didn't ask to go on the other side, because it would affect the roof line and leave that other deck then that would be off to the left-hand side to be open.
Is the larger porch, is that needed for mobility for your family member?
Yes, sir, because of the way the door is on the side that comes up from the side, and then if we wanted to go to the left with an open, that we would need space for a door that would be in there to be able to open to go to the left out onto the uncovered portion of the deck.
Is there a need for room for like a wheelchair or a walker? Or
Right now he has a walker.
Okay.
Because there is
anticipating in the future maybe the need for a wheelchair?
Yes, sir. There is a small step down off the back of the house that's still negotiable with a walker right now.
Gotcha. Okay. For the proposed deck, I see you lined it up with the back of the porch, which makes sense. Is there a reason that that proposed deck has to go so close to the property line on the left side?
Just to extend it across the back of the house, underneath that far left-hand side of the house, there's a double French door walkout door. So we just wanted to be able to cover those French doors that are down there. So then you could come out from the walkout porch and be covered by the deck under overhead.
It looks like what you're proposing is about 8.5 inches from the property line. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir. On that far back left corner, roughly. Yes, sir.
Did you possibly consider putting an angle on the back there, cutting off that corner so you wouldn't be quite so close?
We could do that, sir. If that gets us the variance, we could do that.
Well, one of the criteria is that it has to be the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. If you can do that, then that means you don't need that corner. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So on the other side, it looks like you're asking for a variance of what, about 6.5 feet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That we have a little bit more on that other side over there.
If we gave you the same variance on the other side, 6.5 feet, could you make that work?
One second.
Still meet your needs?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, my architect's here. Yes, sir.
And it would still meet your needs?
I think it would still meet our needs.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure. Question for Ms. Norwood. I think when you recited the variances that were needed, I think numbers may have been a little off, because I think you said 0.1 foot variance from the deck, and maybe it's 9.9, fairly close to that. I just want to make sure we have our numbers right. I know the applicant has indicated he could reduce it on the one, but I always think it's helpful if we have the exact numbers to the best of our ability.
That's correct.
Okay. So it would be, in looking at this on the northwest side, the rear kind of in that northwest side, if you're looking at that, Ms. Norwood, I guess it would be 9.9 foot variance as proposed. We obviously, there's been some potential adjustments on that one. And then as we navigate further down, it gets to 6.8, I guess, for the deck and the porch addition on the other corner. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then there was another one, I think you said 6.3. I just don't know where that was pinned from. I know that rear line kind of jags a little.
Yes.
And sir, what we're just trying to do is figure out exactly what the request would be so that we have that in the record.
Yes, sir.
While they're doing that, do you know what year the house was built?
I believe it was completed in 2014. I think he started it in 2013.
You know who built it?
NV Homes.
Okay. Is that wetlands behind you?
Yes, sir. Protected wetlands that I believe the Homeowners Association has said that they own.
Okay. You said this is already approved by the Homeowners Association?
Yes, sir.
Are there other lots that are in the neighborhood that have that similar rear yard shape that yours does?
I think you can kind of see from that pink purple shaded that they're all kind of, they're jagged back there. None of them are straight across the wetland. They're all kind of jagged across the back.
Or at least a handful of them.
Yeah, at least I know the ones right on either side of me are.
It looks like most of the other lots are rectangular or square.
Yeah, as you go further down.
This one?
Mm-hmm. And I presume you can't build these structures in the side yard and get the same effect because of the design of the home?
That is correct, yes, sir. And it's extremely pitched along the side of the house.
On which side? On both sides?
Both sides, yes, sir.
Is that a drainage area?
Yes, sir. So it's about a 10 to 12 foot drop from the front of the house to the back of the house going down to those wetlands behind us.
Wow. So the house is kind of on a hill, and then it slopes on the sides and front to rear?
Yes, sir.
Is there an actual easement in place that limits your ability to build on the sides also?
Yes, sir. I think we're 10 foot offset on each side between the homes as well.
Okay, so your building envelope is not nearly as wide as it would be otherwise.
That's correct. And then the homeowners have some covenants about what gets built in between the homes. So the shower, the toter bin, the tote bin is the biggest thing that they allowed us to put between the homes.
So to that end, even though you have a lot that's under 10,000 square feet, you're not able to build to the maximum side yard setbacks?
That's correct.
Okay.
Looks serious. We got a three-sided ruler out here.
Yes, sir. I see that.
It is serious.
Getting a measurement of each segment, right? Yes. So 9.9.
Mr. Phillips is looking at that. I know Mr. Werfel had asked you about reducing the size of it, of the corner on the southwest kind of corner of that.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you would be able to get a drawing that would show that being reduced?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That may be helpful when making sure we have schematics and the numbers correct.
Yeah, I think once we understand exactly how far back you want us to go, then I think we can cut that off.
Seven. 9.9, 3, and 7.
Yes.
Okay. We come up with 9.9 feet, a 3.2 foot variance, and a 7 foot variance from the 10 foot rear. Thank you for your patience. Sorry.
Thank you.
Anything else? Sir, you can have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12791 for Chad J. Parker and Laurel Hummel?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions? I had just one, if you could come forward. I might have missed it.
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to your neighbors on the left side and right side?
Yes, sir, I have.
Are they in approval or in agreement with what you're trying to do?
Yes, sir, they're both in approval.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12791 for Mr. Chad Parker and Laurel Hummel and entertain a motion.
Staff, would you appreciate having a new design done showing that adjustment for the deck?
As modified as you
mm-hmm.
would. Yes, that would probably be appreciated.
So we would, would that be the second meeting of March that we want to do that? Does that make sense?
I think that would be probably adequate time. I think the applicant could probably get us a drawing by that time.
Yeah, second, so put it back for the second.
March 20th?
March 6th.
March 6th?
That'd be the first meeting.
That?
March 6th.
Is that too soon?
I think the applicant's indicated.
Okay, let's do, like I said, you said March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would be due a week before. Okay. So my motion is to leave the record open for the limited purpose of getting us the new site plan with the deck, the variance for the deck matching the variance for the porch on the other side. And it'll be March 6th, and it's due a week before, and we'll only accept comments on that site plan.
So would it be written comments, or do you want to have it just public hearing for comments on those?
We can have the hearing for
okay.
comments.
All right. And that would be due the 6th, so that would be due the 27th? Right. I'm just doing the math in my head. We're on the 20th, so it would be the 27th that would be due, which would be the Monday prior.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's my motion.
Second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, decided we're going to leave the record open. Mr. Sharp, make sure I have that right.
Record open for the limited purpose.
For the limited purpose of a new site plan, which you have to have in by February 27th, and we'll get you on the March 6th agenda. Thank you. Let's take a recess until 7:20.